couldn't be prouder, Louisiana first grader becomes Mensa Society member. By Olivia Rondo on March 22, 2024. A Louisiana first grader who faced great odds became one of the youngest members of the High IQ Mensa Society after overcoming developmental challenges. Despite experiencing hearing and speech trouble as a toddler, little Torian Collins has excelled in other areas. He wasn't really talking. I don't think he was saying 10 words, his mother, Jessica Collins, told No8. Torian's hearing made everything sound like he was underwater, and his speech was mumbled, too. 4 years ago, Jessica decided to have a pediatrician examine her son, which led to surgery to remove his adenoid glands and place tubes in his ears. Not only did Torian continue to read after the procedure, but he has not stopped talking since. Now, the bright boy is being recognized by Mensa International, the largest and oldest high IQ society in the world, based in the United Kingdom. The only people allowed to join have scored in the top 2 percentiles on an approved intelligence test. Even though he has not even begun second grade yet, Torian has big goals. He said he's going to Harvard at 13. So, we're going to do whatever we have to do to get him there, Jessica told a local news station. The elementary schooler also said he wants to become a professional football player and astronaut, after he graduates college early, of course. Torian's school joined in on celebrating his newest accomplishment, saying in a statement that they couldn't be prouder. We're thrilled to announce that our exceptional first grade student, Torian Collins, has officially become a member of Mensa. Mensa is an international society that recognizes individuals with exceptional IQ scores, placing them in the top 2% of the population. We couldn't be prouder of Torian's remarkable achievement at such a young age. Your school community is beaming with pride and admiration. Keep shining bright. The youngest member of Mensa is Isla McNabb of Crestwood, Kentucky, who was accepted into the global organization at just 2 years old in 2022, Breitbart News reported.